The two ways that you can get to that million-dollar figure faster is one, invest more money, or two, invest more aggressively. Now, investing more aggressively comes with more risk, so you might want to focus on how you can grow this pie, how you can grow the amount of money that you're investing, and the only way you can do that is by...
What's up, everybody? I am Jaspreet Singh, and welcome to The Minority Mindset.
If you are wondering what you have to do to become a millionaire, you're in the right place because in this video, I'm gonna be going over what you need to understand about becoming a millionaire, so make sure you watch this video until the end. There are four general ways that you can become a millionaire. The first way is you can be given this money. Maybe you win the lottery, maybe you win the genetic lottery, you have rich parents, or you have a rich uncle who just gives you $1 million. I can't help you out with who your parents are or who your rich family members are, so I can't give you much advice there, but that's one way that you can become a millionaire. Number two is you can make $1 million from your job if you have a very high paying job. If you are an executive at a very big company, if you are a super high paid professional, maybe a super high paid doctor, you can make $1 million. Now, again, this isn't something you can really do in a year, and this isn't something that I'm gonna be talking about in this video, but it's another way that you can become a millionaire. Number three is you can become a millionaire through a business. If you wanna make $1 million in 1 year, then you have to generate $2,740 a day. Now, we have 365 days a year, so if you do $2,740 a day times 365 days, that's $1 million. So this is assuming that you're making your $2,700 a day every day a week, including weekends and including holidays. So if you sell a product and you make $10 per product, that means you have to sell 274 products a day if you want to make $2,740 a day, which would make you $1 million in 1 year. Or if you want to make $1 million a year from your investments, and let's assume that your investments are paying you a 9% annual return on your money, in that case, you have to have invested $11 million. And if you have $11 million invested, now you'd be making right around $1 million a year. Understanding this is the simple part. Actually doing it is a little bit more tricky, and that's what I'm gonna be talking about in this video, how you actually make the $1 million happen. But before we get into that, I need you to do me a quick favor and smash that thumbs up button below. And I do wanna let you know that we started our very own Minority Mindset Shorts channel on YouTube, where we're putting out daily content, short videos less than 1 minute long. So if you wanna check out our Minority Mindset Shorts channel, I'll also link that for you in the description below. Now, if you wanna understand what it takes to become a millionaire in just a year, the first thing you gotta understand is what's the difference between making $1 million a year versus being a millionaire. Making $1 million a year is what I just talked about. This means that your job is paying you $1 million a year. This means that you have your investments paying you $1 million a year, or this means that your business is making you $1 million a year. So $1 million a year means every single year you're making $1 million. Being a millionaire means that you are worth $1 million. The way that you calculate this is you take your assets and you subtract your liabilities, and then that gives you your net worth. So if you are worth $1 million, then you are a millionaire. So now you can add up your assets. Let's say you have $100,000 in the bank. You own your home worth $300,000. That's $400,000 worth of assets. And let's assume that you also have another $100,000 in the stock market. Now you have assets worth $500,000. And let's say you have $50,000 worth of debt. So $500,000 minus $50,000 is $450,000, which is your net worth. If you have assets minus liabilities worth more than $1 million, now you are a millionaire. So you could have $1 million worth of investments. You could have $1 million worth of rental real estate that you own. And this money, if you have a 9% return a year, that is $90,000 a year that you're making. So you are a millionaire, but you're not making $1 million a year. You have $1 million worth of assets, and these assets are still paying you, in this case, $90,000 a year, but you're not making $1 million a year. So you gotta understand the difference between this and this. The next thing that you really have to understand is the hidden effort that it takes to become a millionaire. And the best way to think about that is just to think of an ice cube. So if you take an ice cube out of the freezer and you put it into somewhere where it is still cold, it is 10 degrees Fahrenheit, and now, if you take the temperature and you start to raise it up 1 degree at a time, you go from 10 degrees to 11 degrees to 12 degrees to 13 degrees to 14 degrees, the ice cube is not gonna melt. And you can keep raising the temperature, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25. And at some point you might think, you know, I've raised the temperature so much, but the ice cube hasn't changed a bit. It is still ice. And now you go 26, 27, 28, 29, 30, 31. And if you stop at 31, you're gonna say, well, I put in all this effort to melt the ice, but nothing has happened because the ice is still ice. And so you put in all this hidden effort between 0 degrees up to 31 degrees, and you haven't seen any change yet because the ice is still ice. But as soon as you make that one little small change from 31 to 32 and 32 to 33, now all of a sudden, your ice is gonna start melting. And so all you had to go was just that one kind of little degree more, and now you hit that breaking point. You hit the melting point. And now this ice is gonna turn to water. And so the way to becoming a millionaire works the exact same way. You have all this hidden effort that you're gonna have to put in, all this hidden work that you're gonna have to put in that you might not see kind of where the results are, but as soon as you hit that breaking point, as soon as you hit the melting point, that's when the results come in. Like, one person could be worth $999,000. They could have $999,000 worth of investments and still they're not a millionaire. And another person could be worth $100. For this person to go and become a millionaire, all this person has to do is get another $1,000 and now they're a millionaire. But for this person to become a millionaire, now they're gonna need essentially a whole $1,000,000. The thing that everybody sees and everybody gets excited about is how you go from $999,000 to $1,000,000 because now you're a millionaire. But the hard part and the thing that requires all the work is how do you go from here to here? The final steps are gonna happen faster and easier. And as you get closer to here, yeah, you'll be able to see much bigger returns in a year and go to that $1,000,000 level. But when you're starting off here, going from here to here can take you a long time because you have to go through the learning curve. You have to learn how to attract more money. You have to learn how to invest your money. You have to learn how to grow your money. And so here to here is where all the effort goes in. And this is that process where everyone's trying to figure out how to become a millionaire overnight. But there's a lot of work required because right now your ice cube is at 10 degrees and you got to figure out how can you get it up to 31 degrees. Because once you get to 31 degrees, all you need is 1 degree more. And now you're getting the big changes. Now you're gonna make the major changes because now you're hitting the tipping point. You hit that melting point where now you can really start to see the change, and in this case, that millionaire level. It is much easier to become a millionaire than it is to make $1,000,000 a year. Anybody can become a millionaire. All you need is time and the right financial education. Because now what you're gonna do is you're gonna take some of your money and you're gonna keep investing it. Now you're gonna earn more money and you're gonna keep investing that too. And now over time, you are gonna slowly turn your money into $1,000,000 by consistently growing your wealth, growing your money on the side, and keep fueling this fire by adding more money into that pit. Making $1,000,000 a year requires you to now work to increase your income. Now, a lot of people are not gonna be able to make $1,000,000 a year from their job alone. It's just facts. And so what you're gonna have to do is you're gonna have to work to earn more money. Even two jobs are not gonna cut it for 99% of people. So if you wanna make $1,000,000 a year, you're gonna have to start your own business. You're gonna have to create your own product, and you're gonna have to sell enough of this product to generate $1,000,000 a year. So there's more risk required here, and you're gonna have to do different things than just working a job, but it is possible. But here, this is possible for anyone when you have the right financial education. The last thing that I want you to understand about being a millionaire before we get into actually what you need to do is there's a difference between being a millionaire on paper and actually being a millionaire. So here's an example of that. Let's say you go out and you start investing your money and you buy yourself this rental property and you bought this property for a steal. You bought it for $150,000. Now, 10 years go by, and let's assume that a lot of money flows into this neighborhood. You have new businesses coming in, you have a lot of people that wanna live here, and now all of a sudden, the property values in this area start skyrocketing, and this property that you own is now worth, on paper, $1,000,000. And so now, you own $1,000,000 property, and you bought this property for $150,000, and this other money, this $150,000 to $1,000,000, is almost like imaginary money right now, because that is what your property is worth. But you don't actually know that for sure until you sell your property, because the price of any asset is determined by what it will actually sell for. Because you might think it's worth $1,000,000, but if no one's willing to pay you $1,000,000, then is it really worth $1,000,000? No. But in this case, let's assume that your property is actually worth $1,000,000 and people are willing to pay you $1,000,000. Now, you have this kind of like nest egg that's sitting there, this property that's worth $1 million, but this money isn't in your bank account. I mean, you can't go out and spend this cash unless you pull out a refinance on this property, and now you have this cash in the bank that you can go out use to spend, but now you have to pay this money back plus interest. It's the exact same thing in the stock market. If you go out and you find a really hot stock that you want to invest in, let's just call it company X. This can be whatever company you want, and you put in $100,000, and a few years go by, and this company takes off. This company goes all the way up tenfold, and now you have $1 million in the stock. Yeah, you have $1 million on paper, but again, this $1 million isn't yours until you sell this property or you sell the stock. But you gotta remember here as well that just because you're worth $1 million today doesn't necessarily mean you're gonna be worth $1 million tomorrow here, because the stock market could crash. If that happens and your investment gets cut in half, now you're no longer a millionaire. And so there are pros and cons here, because yes, there's a risk to keeping all this cash in your hand, because now your cash is going to be eaten away by inflation. But there's also a risk to keep your money in the investment, because if the market crashes, if property values fall, or if stock prices fall, now your investment value, your millionaire status, could also fall as well. In general, when it comes to preserving your wealth over the long term, you want to have your money in assets, not cash, because cash is always losing value, because as more money is printed, your cash gets diluted and your cash loses value. But assets over the long term go up. Yes, there can be crashes, but over the long term, if you have a good asset, it will hopefully continue to go up. This is where having a good strategy with your money and your investments is so important, because you want to make sure that you're protected against anything. So this could mean investing your money for passive income or cash flow. That's these properties. Even if property values fall, you still have enough cash flow to support you and your lifestyle. And that could also mean by diversifying your money into different assets or asset classes. That might mean having some money in stocks. That might mean investing in different stock sectors. That might mean investing in different stock markets across the world. That might mean investing in different assets like stocks and real estate, maybe cryptocurrency. Now, let's go back to the original question of how can you actually become a millionaire? By the way, if you are interested in learning more about how to actually manage your money and invest your money, that's why we wrote a free guide on money management and investing. And you can read this guide for free when you sign up for our daily newsletter. So if you want to read our free guide and start getting a newsletter, I got the link to how you can do that in the description below. But one of the easiest things that you can do is create a financial system for your money. I like to call it our 75-15-10 plan. This is one of the things that I recommend. You don't have to follow this plan exactly, but just one of my recommendations. What this says now is for every dollar that you earn, 75 cents is the maximum that you can spend, 15 cents is the minimum you should be investing, and 10 cents is the minimum you should be saving. Once you have a good savings cushion, emergency cushion, this could mean somewhere between 3 months and a year's worth of expenses, depending on your risk tolerance. You want to take the saving money and put it here towards your investments, because your investments are what's going to make you wealthy. And so the faster you can invest your money, the more aggressively that you can invest, the faster that you're going to hit this $1 million number or whatever number you're going for. That way you can build your wealth and stop working so much, because now you have your investments paying for your lifestyle. Now it's just a matter of math. If you can invest $625 a month, and you can get a reasonable 8% return on your money, which is about the average stock market and real estate return. Sometimes you'll see more, sometimes you'll see less, but that's kind of a good average. If you can maintain an average 8% return in 31 years, you will be a millionaire. If you can invest $1,000 a month, now it won't take you 31 years, assuming you can get the same 8% return. Now it's gonna take you right around 25 years to become a millionaire. If you can invest $2,000 a month, now if you get that same 8% return, it's gonna take you right around 18 years to become a millionaire. And just for some fun, let's assume now that you can invest $5,000 a month at the same 8% return. Now it's gonna take you 10 years in order to become a millionaire. Now, obviously, it's gonna take more money for you to invest more money, and this is where, okay, you have a financial system. Now, if you wanna fuel this financial system, you have to have more money coming into your system. So maybe you're making money from your job, and you can invest somewhere between $300 to $600 a month, depending on what your income is. If you wanna start investing more money, you gotta start making more money. So if you wanna get to the $1 million figure faster, now you gotta start earning more money, because you're already investing your money on the side to grow your income. Now, you could invest your money at a higher rate, but if you're working a job, you're not gonna have the time to manage another full investment or kind of do these other active investments because you wanna work to just grow your income instead of just trying to grow your $625 monthly investment. So the two ways that you can get to that $1 million figure faster is one, invest more money, or two, invest more aggressively. Now, investing more aggressively comes with more risk, and that might not be something you're interested in or wanna put all the time in. So you might wanna focus on how you can grow this pie, how you can grow the amount of money that you're investing. And the only way you can do that is by earning more money. So what's the solution? Earn more money and now invest this more money. That way you can become a millionaire. Now there's a few different ways that you can earn more money. You can work harder at your job. You can get a promotion. You can try to get a raise. And if you do these things, this can give you more income that you have here that you could put more money towards your investments. Another option could be for you to get a certificate or to try to get a different job that's going to pay you more money. Or if you want to make money outside of a job, now you can either get another job or you can try to start your own side hustle or side business. There are hundreds of ways for you to go out and earn more money on the side. I mean, our team even put together a list of 113 ways that you can earn more money outside of a job. If you want to read that article, you can do it on our website, theminoritymindset.com, and I'll also link it for you in the description below. But you really need to just kind of figure out where your passions are, something that you like, because if it's something that you like and something that you're good at, then you can make more money because you're actually skilled at what you're doing. The internet makes this more accessible than ever. Now, just because it's accessible doesn't mean it's easy, but you can create a brand around almost anything. You can create a brand around fitness, around finance. You can create a brand around cooking, around music. So if there's something that you like, you can build a brand around it. And if you can start to build a community or an audience, there are an unlimited ways to monetize. You can do advertising, you can do sponsorships, you can sell your own products, you can be an affiliate for other products. All these things can start generating you more money. Now, this isn't something that's gonna happen overnight. Again, it's like kind of melting the ice cube. It's gonna take a lot of time and a lot of work to kind of get to that point, the tipping point, where now you can start making good money. But if you can put in that work, then it's a way for you to make money. And what you're doing doesn't have to be a digital company either. I mean, if you like making cakes, you can bake cakes and sell them to your friends, sell them to businesses and corporations when they have their events. And so you gotta just kind of figure out what you like and now turn this skill, turn this passion into something that can make you money. If you wanna be a millionaire, you have to have $1 million worth of assets. For you to have $1 million worth of assets, you have to have some money. That way you can go out and buy assets. One way to get this money is from your job. But if this is not enough, or it's not going to take you there fast enough, you got to start making more money. How do you make more money? Well, now you can get more money from your job, you can work another job, or you can start a side business or a side hustle. So this side hustle is a way for you to earn more money. That way you have more money going into your funnel, more money going into investments. These are things that are going to make you wealth while you're working to earn more money. So you earn more money and your money works to build you wealth.